Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle, because that can make it challenging. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course, available through the same app and website. You'll find there the basics of Christian faith that we try to build on and explore in context with these challenges. Now, we follow a rhythm to keep us in sync as a community, learning the same things in the same days, even though we're not together in one place. So that means every Monday we introduce an idea for the week, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've been learning, and then Fridays we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day for rest, where we don't have any challenges, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we've got a brand new church that meets every second Sunday in Ajax, perfect for people of all ages because we all meet together in one space regardless of age. There's stuff for kids to do and parents to do all at the same time. We call it Redeemer Church's Family Room, and I'd encourage you to check us out, especially with Easter coming. I'd encourage you to check us out at redeemerajax.ca to learn more about this great church community you can be joining if you're in the East End of the Greater Toronto Area. Now, forgiveness is obviously a big part of Christian faith. If you ask some people, you know, what's Christian faith about, you'll hear a lot of things, but I think a common theme you'll hear is something about Jesus forgiving people of their sins, or simply that Christianity is about forgiveness. It is a huge part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus talked about forgiveness. Came up many times. Part of his dying words included him saying, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." The night before he died, he took bread and wine at a Passover supper with his friends. And when he picked up the wine, he said, "This is my blood given for you, for the forgiveness of sins." Forgiveness of sins was clearly a big theme in Jesus, in his life, in his actions, and his words, and in the actions, words, and lives of those who choose to follow him. He regularly forgave people who hadn't even visibly wronged him. He would just tell people their sins were forgiven. And that was a sign that he was not just an ordinary man, that he was actually God. When somebody asked him once how many times they should forgive people who wronged them, he gave the answer 70 times 7. And before you try to do the math, he wasn't actually putting a hard cap on things. He was just saying, an awful lot. You should be willing to forgive to the ends of the earth, because 7 was like the perfect number for Jews, and 7 times 70 would be, you know, multiplying the perfect number. Basically infinity was what Jesus was saying. Forgive, 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 forgive. Jesus was big on forgiveness, and those who want to follow him should be as well. And yet, this is a challenging thing for many Christians or people who claim to be Christians. It can be a really tough thing to actually live out, even if it sounds good in principle. Last year in an interview, Donald Trump actually tried to separate the two out. He wanted people to hear him saying he believed he was a Christian, but that he didn't actually want much to do with forgiveness. He was trying to separate the Siamese twins there and wanted to own being a Christian and have the attention and the credibility that would bring him, yet without actually practicing one of its core doctrines, one of its core beliefs, one of its core activities, which is forgiving not just those who like you and love you, but even forgiving your enemies. Here's what he actually said in that interview. "People are so shocked when they find out I am Protestant, I'm Presbyterian, and I go to church, and I love God, and I love my church." Well, then the moderator asked if he has ever asked God for forgiveness for his actions. And Trump said, "I'm not sure I have. I just go on and try to do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try to make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't." Well, it might not surprise you to hear that I disagree with Trump on that one. I don't think you can claim to be a Christian and yet claim to have never asked for forgiveness. It is almost the definition of a Christian, that a Christian is somebody who knows they aren't perfect but has asked for God's forgiveness. And that's what we're going to see this week. How Jesus and forgiveness can't really be split apart. And that when Jesus had an opportunity to teach about God and who God is and what God is like, it was all about forgiveness. When he had an opportunity to teach and talk about us and our relationship with God, he portrayed us as people who need forgiveness And when we ask for it, we receive it. That's what we'll look at this week. But first, I've got a question for you to think about and explore with some friends, family, commuters, colleagues, somebody else in your life who you can share our challenges with and discuss whenever you're together. Why do you think forgiveness is so important in our world and in Christian faith? Who has explicitly forgiven you for a wrong, and what was the experience like? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.